Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In November just gone, the price of coffee hit a 47-year high, with a pound of Arabica beans increasing this year by 80%. This means in 2025, whether you drink the artisan coffee or the instant, you're likely to see the cost of your morning cup go up. But are prices rising, or will we just be paying a fair amount for our coffee? Well, in a few minutes, I'll be speaking to Gary Grant of Imbibe Coffee Roasters. They're based in Dublin. But first, I'm joined by Susanna Savage, agriculture and commodities correspondent with the Financial Times, to explain the global impact in more detail. Susanna, thank you for being with us. I know you've been following this story very closely. So what is going on in the coffee industry globally that's going to lead to what looks like now an inevitable price rise?
So what we're seeing is price of both the more expensive Arabica coffee and Robusta coffee, which is a bit cheaper and normally used to make instant coffee, both of them have reached incredible highs on futures markets this year. Now, this is largely driven by bad weather. Weather in Brazil, where Arabica is grown, has been particularly adverse in the last few months, and that's caused a big spike in Arabica prices. And before that, we saw poor weather in Vietnam, where Robusta is grown, which meant that those beans hit a fresh high in September. Now, compounding all this, the European Union has some new regulations coming into force, which mean that roasters, those that turn sort of green coffee beans into the brown beans that you might use in a cafe or buy in a supermarket, they have to prove that the coffee they import into the EU was not grown on deforested land. There's been a lot of uncertainty as to when this is going to come into force, and that has meant that roasters have rushed to import coffee ahead of that regulation with that uncertainty, and that's sort of increased demand at a time when supplies are low. And then sort of a lesser factor, but also contributing to that, is roasters in the US have been a bit worried that the Donald Trump coming into office next year, he's sort of said he's going to put tariffs in place on some goods. Now, he will put them in for coffee, but he hasn't said he won't. And things like coffee, you wouldn't expect there to be tariffs on them, but they sometimes get caught in the crossfire when you get this tit for tat between countries over tariffs. So roasters in the US have also rushed to buy up coffee beans at a time when supplies are very low.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned that there's an inevitability around this price rise, and it's going to be across the board. Like, it's not just the fancy speciality coffees, it'll be instant too, right?
Yes, exactly. So because we've seen this problems with supplies of Robusta, which is normally used to make instant coffee, that's also going to go up. And one thing I would say is that the current high prices we're seeing, that's because of problems earlier in the year or even last year, when there was also a Robusta deficit globally. So the current problems that are happening now with the current season, we're not going to feel those as consumers until next year or even into the year after. So this is just going to get worse and worse. And yes, it's going to be across the board. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, roasters often try to trade down when Arabica prices are really high. They might move to Robusta, but they can't necessarily do that when Robusta prices are high as well. And also it means that then pushes Robusta prices up. So you do see it across the board, including in the sort of cheaper coffee that you might buy in the supermarket.
You mentioned the EU deforestation law, Susanna. Can we talk about that in more detail and how
Yes.
big of an impact that in and of itself might have?
I think, you know, it's not come into force yet, and it's yet to be seen how big an impact that could have. But I think it's, you know, this is a real overhaul of how coffee is traded. And coffee is particularly vulnerable to impact from the deforestation regulation because it tends to be grown by smallholder farmers. Now, when companies have to prove that coffee wasn't grown on deforested land, if you're talking about commodities, because this regulation also applies to six other commodities, if you're talking about commodities grown on large-scale plantations, that's fairly, it's not easy to do, but it's easier to do. But when you're talking about, you know, loads and loads of small-scale farmers, going and getting that data and that proof is really, really difficult. So I think this could, in the long term, add a premium to the price of coffee. And it could also create, you know, a two-tier system where you have some coffee that's cheaper and isn't necessarily verified as not grown on deforested land that's going to markets like the US or South America or Asia. And then you have other coffee that's more expensive coming into the EU.
Mm-hmm. And then the tariffs issue you mentioned there as well. No one really knows what's going to happen in that regard. So that is causing this sort of concern and worry. Whereas you were saying the US roasters are going out now and stocking up on their supplies. Given that they're doing that, does that mean that any increase there on that side of things might be delayed at least because they have already spent their money on acquiring the product?
Yes, exactly. Because they've gone out to acquire the product early. It also means that they've bought what you would call bought forward. So a lot of the crop has been sold very early, and that means that they won't be able to buy it later. So even if they've got stocks for now, that's pushed up the prices, including on the futures market. So it'll be hard to come back in later. As I said, it's not clear that there will be tariffs on coffee. And the US is not a big coffee producer, so there's no domestic market to try to protect necessarily. But generally, when there's concerns that tariffs are going to be put in place on a range of goods, that the fears arise that this is going to disrupt trade in general more broadly, and that includes coffee, which I think is the second most traded commodity by volume.
Mm-hmm. Well, Suzanne, I want to bring in Gary now, Gary Grant from Imbibe Coffee Roasters in Dublin. Gary, good morning to you. How are you being impacted now by these global issues, or are you?
Yes, we are. I mean, it's very difficult. You'd mentioned BC price, kind of really accelerating in November. It actually hit an all-time high last week of $3.47 per pound. So that's about 100% increase over a 52-week range. This is all effectively because of Brazil. Brazil is the largest exporter of Arabica in the world. It would generally produce about 70 million bags of 60 kilos. And that's forecast to be down by between 10 to 12 million bags. So it's a case of Brazil sneezing and the world catching a cold. Now, it is climate driven. And I suppose for us, all coffee roasters in the world essentially try to forward buy. But at the moment, there's a lot of coffee being held back by farmers because of increasing prices. In Europe, coffee is traded in dollars. So the euro has obviously weakened against the dollar over the last year. So that has made things more difficult. Mm-hmm. So the price increases are very much going to happen, and there's really little to nothing anybody can do about it.
And you're a wholesaler of coffee, isn't that right? As a roaster, you're selling it on to people, to businesses. So are they saying to you that they're worried about their customers being able to bear another price increase? Because costs have gone up, haven't they, as you've explained there in recent times, and there might be another lift now again. What are your customers saying to you?
They've all been very understanding because, look, I suppose this is something, you can just Google. It's a reality. Everybody knows about this. But cafes, particularly the independent ones, have found it really, really difficult. So, I think what we all need to appreciate is that Ireland really punches above its weight in terms of great coffee and our cafe culture. And yes, a cup of coffee is certainly going to be a little bit more expensive, but I think it'll still be a relatively affordable indulgence for everyone.
And is there anything that you can do about it? Like, have you looked at other supply chains that you can use, or is this just your snared no matter what way you turn?
You are. I mean, the C price, which is the commodity price, is the C price. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely nothing that we can do about it.
Susanna, just on that point, are there other markets now that people are exploring more that they mightn't have looked at in the past, or is this just a global problem? You can't get past it.
I would say this is, coffee can be grown elsewhere. There are other places where you can look to. But I think, this is a global problem and you can't run away from it. We're also seeing problems with other commodities like cocoa in particular. I think, this is largely the long-term problem with climate change and that's what needs to be grappled with.
Mm-hmm. And Gary, there are those who would say that we here in the West have been paying too little for our coffee for far too long. And actually, this is the situation balancing out in the way that it should. What do you say?
Look, I think that's probably true. Unfortunately, though, stability helps everybody. And if you look, if you're a coffee farmer, you know, you were getting, we'll say that the sea price was, you know, 73 a year ago. It's floating around 330 now. It could drop again to 220 next year. Mm-hmm. So it's impossible for a farmer to plan ahead as such, because they just don't know what the price is going to be. And I'm not sure how we solve that problem. It's probably been the biggest problem about coffee forever.
All right. Well, it looks as though the fact that coffee is going to go up across the board is a certainty into the new year. Gary Grant from Imbibe Coffee and Susanna Savage from the Financial Times, thank you both. Now, just to keep you up to date on what's happening in the Dáil, so far, John McGuinness has given his speech outlining why he believes TD should vote for him to be the next Ciarán Cóirle. And at the moment, Verona Murphy, the independent TD, is on her feet telling people why she believes they should vote for her. The other two who are in the race will also be on their feet at some point over the next little while, and then the voting will begin. And Barry Lenehan is there for us, and he'll bring us the latest as we go through the morning. Now, though, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.